Hello, everyone, and welcome into your latest episode of Nothing But Bets. Happy April Fool's Day. It's April 1st out there. We have a new era of Nothing But Bets beginning. For a little bit now, we have some news to announce. We're going to be focusing mainly, for the time being, on just spread only on the show. I will sprinkle in some player props here and then if need be, but for a little bit now, we're going to be focusing on spreads and really trying to master the art of spreads here, as we have a special announcement coming later on with a new partner of the show, and we'll be bringing back player props then. Stay on the lookout for that. But in the meantime, we are going to be talking about spreads today and throughout the rest of this week and next week on Nothing But Bets. I am your host, Evan Sidery. I'm a national NBA reporter, Phoenix Suns beat writer, and local gambling insider for basketballnews.com. And let's go over a great slate of NBA action today. We have 10 games in total across the association on this Friday night. And we're going to go through, pick every single game here against the spread, and close things out with a parlay I want to do here, a four-leg parlay that we'll try to cash with plus 1,000 odds, see if it hits. But let's go ahead and get this one started here, folks. Our first game up here is the Toronto Raptors at the Orlando Magic. The Raptors are 11-point favorites today in Orlando against the Magic. I love Toronto tonight in the spot. I mean, the Raptors have been really underrated, quietly becoming one of the better teams in the Eastern Conference over the last few months. The spread has ballooned a little bit, too. It was originally around 7.5. Now it's up at 11. I think it's still not enough points here. I think the Raptors behind Pascal Siakam and Scottie Barnes roll here. I love the Raptors as a best bet of the night. We're going to lock in Raptors minus 11. And now let's go over now to Mavericks at the Washington Wizards. The Dallas Mavericks are 8-point favorites on the road in D.C. today. Potential Kristaps Porzingis revenge game, I must say. That could be on the table here for the Wizards. He is playing tonight, obviously, for Washington. Luka Doncic is playing for the Mavericks. But I do believe Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks get this one done and do it relatively easily. I think we see a big game from Luka Doncic tonight. I think Jalen Brunson steps up as well. Maybe Kristaps Porzingis provides a little bit of sprinkle of some close action throughout this game. But outside of that, I have a hard time seeing how this one's competitive throughout. I think we see the Dallas Mavericks win this one comfortably and cover the 8-point spread. So let's go ahead and lock in Mavericks minus 8 and go on to our next game here, the Boston Celtics at hosting the Indiana Pacers. The Celtics are 14.5-point favorites today over the Pacers in Boston. I do believe this is a scenario where I think the Celtics roll here. Even without Robert Williams, this Pacers team is tanking very hard. They're intentionally putting in bad lineups late in games. They desperately want to get a top-5 pick in this year's draft. They desperately want Purdue's Jaden Ivey, or one of the top guys in this class, like a Paolo Banchero as well of Duke. I think the Pacers are going to keep trying to lose these games and do it in emphatic fashion. I think we see big games tonight from Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. So let's lock in here. Celtics minus 14.5 and move on to our next game here. The Milwaukee Bucks hosting the Los Angeles Clippers. The Bucks are 4-point favorites today over the Clippers in Milwaukee. The spread's gone down a little bit. It was at 6.5 for the Bucks. Now it's down to 4, with Bucks potentially resting some guys tonight. So the line's gone down a little bit. Even still, I think this Bucks team wins tonight and covers the spread. I think we see a big game from Chris Middleton tonight. I think Drew Holiday steps in and shuts down Paul George a little bit. It'll be a close game, but I think late in the game, we see the Bucks kind of pull away here and look like the defending champions they are. Super impressive the way the Bucks have played as of late. So I love here in this spot, Bucks minus 4 over the Clippers is a best bet of the day. I think they override the Paul George game if he gets going offensively and win this game by at least a couple possessions. So Bucks minus 4. And on to our next game here, the Phoenix Suns at the Memphis Grizzlies. The Suns are 7.5-point favorites today in Memphis against the Grizzlies. Obviously, John Morant is out for the Grizzlies. Desmond Bane, Steven Adams, Jaren Jackson Jr. all questionable for this one as well due to injury maintenance, which seems like it's going to be leaning in the direction of that. I don't know why the spread is this low for Phoenix. I know 7.5 is a big number, a little bit to some, but this Suns team, they have a full roster for the first time in almost 3 months tonight. JaVale McGee is back from a non-COVID illness. Cam Johnson is back from a 13-game absence from a quad injury. So this Suns rotation is at full strength for the first time before the trade deadline. I think the Suns roll here. They have a chance to make history tonight against a shorthanded Grizzlies team on the road in Memphis. If they win tonight, it'll break the franchise record for most wins in a season. I think we see big games tonight from Devin Booker and Chris Paul and DeAndre Ayton and all these important Suns players for a truly historic moment in Phoenix Suns franchise history. So as a best bet of the night tonight, I love here Suns minus 7.5 over the Grizzlies, who will be a little bit shorthanded tonight. And now let's go over to our next game here, the Houston Rockets hosting the Sacramento Kings. The Rockets are 2.5-point favorites today over the Kings. And I do believe this is a situation to me where I kind of love the young Rockets here. I mean, to be quite honest, I think Alperen Şengün's been awesome to watch lately. He's such a unique throwback player within the modern game. I love Jalen Green's confidence as a late. Looks like a 25-point-per-game scorer next season. Kevin Porter Jr.'s flashing more and more as well. I like the Rockets tonight at +2.5. I don't know if I'll go out with an outright win, but the +120 money line is very appealing to me. But in an underdog role at home against a very down Kings team right now, I think the Rockets get this one done here and cover the spread. So I love the Rockets here at home. Rockets +2.5. And now let's go on to our next game here between two other young teams, the Detroit Pistons at the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Pistons are 5-point favorites today over the Thunder in OKC. I love the Pistons here in this spot. Cade Cunningham has been absolutely awesome to watch. Number one overall pick for the Pistons. Looks like a young star in this league. I think he's poised for a big year two jump next year. And if the Pistons get some lottery luck this year, I mean, if they get one of these top draft picks, they could be a legit play-in contender next year in the Eastern Conference. I would not be surprised by that. This young core with Sadiq Bey and Cade Cunningham, if they trade Jeremy Grant for some young assets too, I think this Pistons team is closer than we all realize because of Cade Cunningham. And I love a big game from Cunningham tonight back in Oklahoma City. I love the Pistons tonight. Let's lock in Pistons -5 over the Thunder and move on to our next game here. A huge spread on the board. The San Antonio Spurs hosting the Portland Trailblazers. The Spurs are 15-point favorites today over the Trailblazers. This Blazers team looks like a G League team. They are tanking all over the place. Injuries galore. Traded away multiple veterans. This team is in full-on rebuild mode. San Antonio is playing for their play-in lives at this point. They have to really win out. They are tied with the Los Angeles Lakers in the standings for that 10th spot. The Pelicans are a few games ahead, but it's really a race between the Lakers and the Spurs for that play-in spot. The Spurs have the tiebreaker currently. Having two games upcoming here against the Blazers back-to-back is going to do huge wonders for the Spurs team. I think they win tonight and win emphatically with urgency behind them. I love the Spurs tonight at -15, so let's lock in Spurs -15 at home against the Blazers and move on to our next game here. The Denver Nuggets hosting the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Nuggets are 2.5-point favorites today against the Timberwolves in Denver. I love a big Nikola Jokic game tonight. I think we see a huge game from the likely MVP winner back-to-back years. If I had a vote right now, I would definitely lean towards Nikola Jokic, just a special player overall. The way he can run an offense at his size, he can score, he's an improved defender as well. Special facilitator, great rebounder as well. Really a true all-around player, Nikola Jokic is. Against Karl Anthony Towns tonight, that's going to be a very fun battle. I think down low we see Jokic have a monster game for the Nuggets. I think we see guys like Anthony Edwards get detained a little bit by Aaron Gordon defensively. So I love the Nuggets here. I think we're getting great value on the spread at -2.5. This Nuggets team, when they get hot, they get super hot. And I love that to happen tonight in the altitude of Denver. So we're going to lock in here. Nuggets -2.5 with a big game from Nikola Jokic. And move on to our final game of the night here. The New Orleans Pelicans at the Los Angeles Lakers. The Pelicans are 2-point favorites on the road tonight against the Lakers. I'm kind of surprised here. This spread has gone from Lakers -1 down to Pelicans -2. It's a 3-point flip in favor of the Pelicans. Reportedly, Anthony Davis is going to be back tonight for the Los Angeles Lakers. I do wonder at this point what exactly will happen there, because we've seen LeBron could be in a situation. He tweeted out on April Fool's Day, just as a joke, he was out for the season. So I imagine he is back tonight. Anthony Davis should be back as well for the Lakers. So I don't know why they are 2-point underdogs if LeBron and AD do indeed play. But with that being said, CJ McCollum and Brandon Ingram have been awesome for the Pelicans. Jonas Valanciunas has been awesome as well. Still no Zion Williamson for the Pelicans, who are definitely in the Western Conference playoff race. They're in that 9th spot currently, a couple games ahead of the Lakers and the Spurs. Willie Green's doing amazing things. I knew that was going to happen watching him in Phoenix the last couple years. He has that Pelicans culture turning around. But in this one tonight, if LeBron does indeed play, I love the Lakers here. And the spread at +2. I think we see the Lakers outright win this game. So you want to sprinkle the money line here at +106. I would not blame you there. But in an underdog role here with potentially LeBron and Anthony Davis back in the lineup, I love the Lakers here at +2. So let's lock in Lakers +2 for now. Our 10-game slate officially finished up here on Nothing But Bets. Here is our picks against the spread, and it is as follows for every single game. Raptors -11 over the Magic. Mavericks -8 over the Wizards. Celtics -14.5 against the Pacers. Bucks -4 against the Clippers. Suns -7.5 against the Grizzlies. Rockets +2.5 against the Kings. Pistons -5 against the Thunder. Spurs -15 against the Trailblazers. Nuggets -2.5 against the Timberwolves. and Lakers plus 2 against the Pelicans. So I appreciate everyone listening in, as always, to the podcast. We're with you guys every single day, Sunday through Sunday, to give you the NBA betting edge for tip-off. We give you picks against the spread, some player props sometimes as well. We give you the inside info. You're not going to get anywhere else. And make sure you also check me out every single day on the podcast over on Twitter at EastSidery. I also have a weekly spot with Sports Grid. We are just going to be announcing here soon. I was on today with them. So be on the lookout for more Nothing But Bets promotion and also a lot more betting picks for me over on Sports Grid. Also, make sure you read, subscribe to the basketballnews.com. We're your one-stop shop for the NBA and basketball itself. So appreciate everyone listening in, as always, to the podcast. Make sure you rate, review, and subscribe. And in the meantime, make sure you lock in your bets for a loaded Friday slate, and happy betting to you.